And 6:06, it is fair and 67 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 90 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A new report says Oklahomans will see lower than expected rates from health care insurance in the affordable care marketplace. Matt Trotter this morning has our story.
The Department of Health and Human Services says premiums nationwide will be about 16% lower than expected before tax credits are applied. Plans are categorized as gold, silver, or bronze based on how much you pay out of pocket. The average premium in Oklahoma for the lowest cost silver plan will be $256. Nationally, the second lowest cost silver plan will be $328. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A new analysis ranks Oklahoma 48th in the nation for how women are faring in 36 different economic, leadership, and health indicators. The report, entitled The State of Women in America, says Oklahoma women suffer the third highest maternal mortality rate in the nation. That means women in Oklahoma are more likely to die from pregnancy-related medical complications than women in 47 other states. A new 24,000-square-foot training center opens at the OSU Institute of Technology. It will give students a place to learn about the latest equipment and techniques in natural gas compression. Several energy companies contributed money for the $5 million facility. OSU President Burns Hargis says such partnerships are especially beneficial for the Okmulgee Technical School.
If you look across this entire campus, every discipline is basically supported by a corporate partner. And this is just the latest example.
OSU expects enrollment at the natural gas compression program to double by 2015 at the Okmulgee campus. A man is dead after his motorcycle collided with a dump truck. It happened yesterday on Highway 412 near the McClellan Kerr Navigational Channel. A woman passenger was airlifted to the hospital in critical condition. The Tulsa State Fair begins this afternoon. For many, the Midway is the big draw. But Oklahoma Agriculture Secretary Jim Reese says fairs still have an ag theme.
State fair, county fairs, they're all wonderful. City folk come out and see animals and see us taking care of animals. And it really is wonderful. And then all of the Oklahoma products.
More than a million people are expected to crowd into Expo Square during the fair's 11-day run. Corrections officials say a transport van that 8 inmates escaped from would have never been left unattended if that vehicle belonged to the state's prison system. A state corrections department spokesman says the DOC has a policy not to leave inmates out of your sight. The inmates escaped Tuesday in Weatherford. A woman is wounded after a home invasion, a car chase, and a standoff in North Tulsa yesterday. Officer Leland Ashley says it all began as a reported home invasion in the 4700 block of North Elgin. Minutes later, a patrol unit spotted the suspect's vehicle nearby.
Two uniformed officers were able to pull the vehicle over about 3700 block of North Peoria. At that point, officers felt threatened, fired at least one round into the vehicle. The driver fled at that time, where we ended up here at 2800 block North St. Louis.
The female suspect refused to exit her pickup even after officers fired pepper balls. Finally, after an hour-long standoff, a policeman was able to pull the woman from the vehicle. She was taken to the hospital and treated for a gunshot wound. In sports, TU welcomes Iowa State tonight. Kickoff at Skelly Field is at 6:30. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, a high today of 90. Tonight it'll be clear and pleasant, 65 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair in 67. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.